Senegal is one of the most stable countries within the sub-region. We have a tradition of democracy. We have had very peaceful regime changes, and we today can say that we are really one of the most secure and safe countries within the sub-region.
What sort of holidays do people go on in Senegal? What are they looking for?
You know, Senegal used to be seen as a sun and beach destination, which is not untrue. It's true, because Senegal has 3,000 hours of sun every year. We have 700 kilometers of coastline and 530 beaches, especially in the southern part of the country, Cap Skirring, where you have the most beautiful beaches within the sub-region. But at the same time, we can boast of having other products, very diverse ones. We have cultural products. Senegal has a very vibrant cultural scene, a lot of events taking place in Senegal in various regions. We have renowned musicians like Youssou N'Dour, Baba Mal. You know, the Mbalax style is typically Senegalese. We have young musicians with rap music. In Senegal, we have seven UNESCO classified sites, such as the Djoudj Park, which is the third bird park in the world, you know, hosting 3 million birds every year. We have Fatala Park, where you can walk by a lion, you know, tamed lion. We do have...
Tame lions.
Tame lions, yeah, tame.
They won't eat you then.
Tame lions.
If you had your family around for a special occasion, what would you eat then? What would be a proper Senegalese meal?
Oh, chibujen, you know.
What's that then?
Which is fish and rice and vegetables, you know. Very famous Senegalese dish. Very nice. We have other dishes. Yassa is mostly done with chicken, onions, lemon, and rice. But apart from rice, we have that French tradition, you know, French food. We have Asian food, you know. Dakar is quite a big capital city where you have a lot of organizations because life is quite modern. But at the same time, you have traditional life, you know. Dakar, thanks to a toll motorway, a new toll motorway, you can quickly connect to other cities. You can connect to the resort, Sali Resort, which is a typical tourist resort. So Senegalese people are quite open. I think our main asset is the people. They are friendly, they're welcoming, you know. And I think that is very important for a tourist to see. At the same time, we have business tourism. We have hotels in Dakar and in Sali Resort.
So if people go out to the resorts, are most of the beach destinations big international hotel resorts?
Oh yeah, we do have 5-star hotels, 4-star hotels, and new hotels coming, like Club Med is coming back. They're going to make a village, and that is very important. If they're coming, it means they know that the destination is safe. And I think others will come again. Hyatt planning to come. We have Intercontinental project, Sheraton project, etc. We have the Accor group, 3 hotels from the Accor group, etc. You have local brands like Terubi, Fleur de Lis, you know, and Radisson is in Senegal.
So are all of the beach hotels, are they all together or are they all separate along the coast? Is there one particular town that people would go to for a beach holiday?
Sali is not bad. Somon is another area, not that far from Sali, but where you can find hotels. Casamance, you know, the southern part of Senegal, does have Cap Skirring. I mentioned the beautiful beaches you have. And Casamance is a special place, particular, because there you have everything. You have culture, you have beach, you have nature, you have those small islands they call Bolongs, you know, and you have authentic culture. And the east south of Senegal is where Tombakunda. There you find authentic people, you know, you'd believe that they've never seen somebody from any city, you know, like the Basari people. Basari country, it's a world heritage as well. And there you can do some trekking. You have the Dindifelo Falls. You know, Senegal is quite flat, you know, but there you have some falls, and I think it's one has to see it. It's quite interesting.
Are there different places people would go, depending on their age? So if you've got younger people who are kind of party animals, is there a seaside town or a resort where people are more likely to party? And is there a place for older people who just want to relax and chill out and don't want to be disturbed with parties?
Yeah, Sally, you have both. You can have, you know, quieter place and places where young people, because it's for family. This is our target, you know, family. Most of the French people coming, I think, have those different age groups, you know. Casamance as well, it's for various age groups. Dakar, of course, does offer everything as well in terms of partying, going out, and, you know, you have special areas where you can have clubs and interesting places. Those resorts do have in-house clubs, you know. In Dakar, you have them all over the place.
But you try and encourage families rather than sort of 18-year-olds party type people.
No, not necessarily. Whatever you feel like having, you can have. It depends. You just need to ask, you know.
What about the cultural sites? And where would you take somebody to go and see something, so they see something historic or cultural?
Like you come to Dakar, you have Gore Island, which used to be the last stopover of for the slaves being taken to America. You have the slave house. You have when you go to Gore Island, you have some restaurants. You have some music players, etc. That's history. Saint-Louis, north of Senegal, which used to be the Francophone West African capital city, you know, you see the remnants of the presence of the French people. There you can really find beautiful architecture, traditional French architecture. You have the beach there, but you have a lot of events in Saint-Louis, the jazz festival, for example, you know, in May, where a lot of people come from all over the world to attend that event. You have some what they call fanal. You see the people dressed up in traditional clothes, you know, a kind of parade, you know, that's a very famous event. You have music, you have art galleries in Saint-Louis. Saint-Louis is a very rich place for culture. You do have places with religious aspects, like different cities in Senegal where you have religious events taking place, you know, and people coming from all over the world, especially America, Nigeria, you know, for religious reasons.
Traveling to Senegal, I guess because of your connections with France, would most flight connections be through Paris from London, or can you fly direct from London?
Brussels Airlines, you know. Last year when I was here, I asked, would you travel on Air France? Or they said, no, we prefer Brussels Airlines. So you have Brussels Airlines, you have Corsair, you have Air France, you have TAP, South African Airlines, you have Emirates. Dakar does welcome, does host a lot of air carriers. But we're going to have a next generation airport, which will be able to host the A380 that will be functional probably end of 2016, beginning of 2017. And that infrastructure will definitely boost tourism.
Driving around the country or getting around the country, well, what's the best way to travel?
You, like, if you decide to go to Casamance, we have two ferry boats, new ferry boats, and I think it's very agreeable to sleep, you know, on those boats.
You can stay overnight on the boats, can you?
Exactly, you can to travel to Casamos, and you'll see some islands, you know. So you have that option. You can drive. I think roads are getting better and better. I mentioned a toll motorway that has existed for 2 years.
And so you can hire a car quite easily?
You can hire a car quite easily. Hertz is there, you know. Other companies are there, you know. You can have different types of vehicles depending what type of activities you wish to have, because you can drive to Lumpur, the desert of Lumpur, you know, nearby Saint Louis. That is another segment, you know, where you can sleep under haimas. Those are Mauritanian tents. You can then drive. You can go by sea. You can fly, of course.
In terms of cost, then, I mean, if you were going to go out for a drink, if you're going to have a cup of coffee or a bottle of beer, how much would it cost? I guess it's cheaper than Britain.
Depending on where you want to go. If you go to Radisson Blu, it won't be the same price as if you go to a Tangana. You know, we have a concept we call Tangana.
What's that?
Where Tangana meaning it's hot. It used to be small tents where young people would go for a coffee or tea. This is some people like who used to go there, some as students, you know, now when they remember that, it's they're kind of nostalgic, you know.
Is there a local drink, a drink that you drink
there? Oh, yes. It's the hibiscus, we call bisab. It's a hibiscus drink full of vitamin C. We have what we call bui juice. It is the fruit from the baobab tree. It's an anti-diarrhea, and it has a lot of virtues. We do have local drinks, and of course, the tea after you're eating rice, you have to drink the Mauritanian tea, which is part of our culture.
Now, I guess most people speak French. What about English if you don't speak French? Can you get by?
Oh, of course. I'm speaking English.
Perfectly, you know. Yeah, but if you...
People do, especially people who are in the tourism sector, they do speak English and many other languages. People do speak English in Senegal. So because you start learning English at secondary school, and most of the people who have been to secondary school do speak English. But even the people who have never been to school, some of them, they really speak other languages.
If you had a friend or relative coming from overseas, where would you take them?
Oh, if they fly and land in Dakar, I would take them to a tour in Dakar, like to the monument, the Renaissance monument. I will take them to Gore Island, of course. You can't miss it. I would take them to the Pink Lake.
Pink Lake?
Yeah, the Pink Lake, famous Pink Lake.
Where the pink water?
Oh, yeah. The water changes according to the sun. You know, there are some nutrients that make the color change, you know, from white to pink. So I'll take them to the Pink Lake. I'll take them to the animal park Banja, it's not far. I will take them to the Saloum Islands.
What are they like then?
The Saloum Islands are beautiful because there you have nature, you have the fauna. The Delta, Saloum Delta, is a member of the club of the most beautiful bays in the world, and it's UNESCO classified.
Can you stay there? Are there places to stay, accommodation?
Yes, you do have hotels. Four-star hotels, I would say, between 2 to 4-star hotels. You have Les Palétuviers and Toubacouta, and that's where you have Fatala, you know, the park where you can walk by a lion. Yeah, a quite nice place, beautiful.
What's your season, or is tourism busy all year round?
But I would say November, as from November to till May. But even if it is not during that period, you can still have something else to do, you know. it can be all year round, I can say.